The young singers are preparing for their daily duties in Washington.
We have two sets of choristers. They come from the two schools that are associated with the cathedral.
Michael McCarthy is in his eighth year as choirmaster at the National Cathedral.
We have 22 girls this year and 16 boys. The girls who go to the National Cathedral School sing every morning between 7:45 and 8:35. They sing also evensong on a Monday and a Wednesday, so they're back with us at 4 o'clock. They're finished by about 6:15. And then they basically alternate the weekends with the boys, so they're one weekend on, one weekend off for Sunday services. And the usual Christmas and Easter services are shared out between the two sets of choristers.
The choir camp, McCarthy says, is an important tune-up. Each year, some 20% of the singers are new.
There's a long vacation time, and I think it's very good for the kids to become very centered by just focusing on their choral duties at school. They have a whole routine to get into next week, so it's nice to keep them separate. And also very good for the new kids to arrive into the program, those who aren't known to the other choristers, and to spend some days here in sort of fellowship, getting to know one another.
The choirmaster tries to keep the camp schedule flexible and enjoyable.
We've been playing around with this a little bit in the last couple of years, but we seem to be into a routine now where we work in the morning and we work fairly thoroughly for 3 hours and then have some hours off in the afternoon. Evening times can be a mix of extra rehearsal, or they always have at the end of choir camp, they have a talent show, which takes a lot of organizing and a lot of excitement and a lot of toing and froing, so we allow that for the evenings.
Do the instructors also participate in the talent show?
We try very hard not to.
The choirs are central to worship at the National Cathedral, and finding singers with the necessary potential is an ongoing effort.
It's easier to recruit for the girls' choir because the girls are already admitted to the school, so you have a captured pool there. For the boys, it remains a challenge. St. Albans School, where they go, is highly academic and very focused and very scheduled. So we really have to find boys and families who are willing to be able to take on the extra routine and to invest in that. So it's a challenge.
Yesterday at 4 in the afternoon, the cathedral choristers walked over to All Saints Church next door to Roslyn to sing choral evensong. It was an opportunity, McCarthy said, to introduce the choir to people who might never hear them and who might have children interested in singing. All Saints is the home of the only church boy choir in Virginia.
Whilst we come at a time of year where the collaboration is not possible because the All Saints kids are still away, it resonates very much that both the cathedral and All Saints are invested in educating kids in church music at a young age. That's how you create successful musicians in the church.
John Ogle, WCVE News.